I get amused sometimes as a pastor when someone comes to me and says that they have a word for me from God, and I always want to ask them, well, why didn't he tell me if it's for me? Well, one of Job's friends had a word from God for Job, and, well, just listen. It's in Job, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a little thereof, in thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face, the hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before my eyes, and there was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? Look, he put no trust in his servant, and his angels he charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is the dust, which are crushed before the moth. They are destroyed from morning to evening, they perish forever without any regarding it. Does not their excellency, which is in them, go away? They die, even without wisdom. Well, old Eliphaz had a vision, such a joy he is now to Job. Not much better than Job's wife, who said, why don't you just curse God and die? I think if God has a special word for a person, that he will speak it to them directly. He will bring it to their spirit. We cannot but speak those things which are in the Scripture, nothing more and nothing less. And when we encourage people, and when we try to help them, it must be from the Scriptures. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, O God, for your wonderful ways with us. And help me, Lord, not to be arrogant, to think that I can get a word from you for someone else. Help me always to stay within the Scriptures. Help me always to encourage people from that great book that you have given to us for such purpose. May I be wise in this, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.